Thank God it's Friday.
If it's on two wheels or four wheels, he's got you covered. The Motorsport Report with Wade Oringer on Sunraysia's 97.9 Triple M.
Morning, Wade-O. How are you this morning?
Bit of Tom Petty, mate. You know how to speak my language on a Friday morning.
We love a bit of Tom Petty here at Triple M. Plenty happening in the world of motorsport. And Daniel Ricciardo, what's happening there?
Well, returns to the scene of the crime. It's his most recent podium was at Imola. And, of course, that is what kicks off this weekend, the second round of the World F1 Championship. Fairly dismal start to him with a seventh place in Bahrain. We all expected big things from him in the McLaren. He said that there was damage, or the team reported there was damage sustained to the car on the opening lap. He drove for Renault last season, of course, snared a third place in this race at Imola, or the Emilia Romagna Grand Prix at Imola. That's my very bad Italian accent there. So good luck, Daniel. Let's hope he can repeat the dose this time round.
Bellissimo. What's happening in the world of touring cars?
Well, John Bauer, the touring car legend, is actually back in hospital with an acute infection just a few months after announcing his battle with prostate cancer. He has been diagnosed with epididymorchitis. I hope I've said that correctly. The touring car and supercar legend is back in hospital this weekend, but hoping to be clear for April 30 to May 2 at Sydney Motorsport Park. He's been battling prostate cancer earlier in the year. One of the legends of our sport, Matt. Let's hope he can fight back and get back in the car. He currently leads the Touring Car Masters Series point.
Lachlan Onley is set to defend the Victorian Late Model Championship at Ballarat, is he?
Yeah, I'm heading down to Ballarat tomorrow to the RAT at Red Lion Raceway to see Lachlan Onley in 2019, the last season that racing really was full-time. He won the SA, New South Wales and Victorian Late Model title. Unprecedented. He's from Orange, which is near Bathurst, and I can't wait to see if he can defend his Vicky title tomorrow night at Ballarat. Probably be a little bit chilly, but the racing is always phenomenal there, so good luck to Lachlan Onley.
All right, plenty happening in the world of motorsport, like I said, and it's great to see this event back again. Hatter Desert Races gearing up, is it?
Oh, I can't wait, mate. July 2 to 4, the Penrite Oils Hatter Desert Race. If you've never been to this race, you need to go. They do an incredible thing on the Friday night at the Redcliffe Footy Oval. They do a big scrutineering night. Then on the Saturday, the kids race. They are phenomenal. They're like Iron Men and women racing on motocross bikes. It's incredible. Then on the Sunday, it is the big one. And until you have seen several hundred motorbikes leave the line in a space that's not much bigger than probably a tennis court and a half, you have seen nothing in motor racing. July 2 to 4, the Penrite Oils Hatter Desert Race is going to be monumental. Set that weekend aside. Hatter, as you know, is only about half an hour, 40 minutes drive out of Mildura. Lock it in and get out there. It is an amazing event. Matt, have a ripping weekend. Can I just say, cold pies. Go, you Eagles. Go, you good things.
Mate, they better win this weekend after last weekend. Hey, look, speaking of the desert, though, before you go, the ARB Desert Dash is happening this weekend as well in Pooncarry.
Yes.
And, of course, there's Show and Shine, which is happening at the Pooncarry Racecourse this afternoon. Get down and check that out. So for 3 days, starting today, Saturday, and also on Sunday as well. The ARB Desert Dash. Get out there and check that out. Wade-O, fantastic weekend, and on with you, bud. Go the Eagles.